This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Two new studies have investigated why fewer females, compared to males, study and work in the so-called STEM subjects in the United States. Those subjects are science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The American Association of University Women examined existing research. Its report, called Why So Few, also suggested ways to interest more girls and women in the STEM fields. The researchers found that cultural and environmental factors make a difference. Researcher Christiane Corbett says more boys than girls score very high on math tests in most countries. She says Iceland and Thailand are exceptions.
In those countries, more girls than boys actually scored above the 99th percentile in math. This is something that we point out in the report just as further evidence that cultural factors and societal factors can make a difference in who achieves at the very high levels and if girls are achieving or not.
The other study was carried out by the Campos Company for the Bayer Corporation in the United States. It asked more than 1,000 women and minority members of the American Chemical Society about their experiences. 77% said not enough women and minorities are working in STEM professions today. This is because they were not identified or urged to study those subjects in school. Bayer USA Executive Director Rebecca Lucor says its study produced results similar to the AAUW research.
I think that what our recent survey showed is there's still a lot of work to be done. We see that, from everyone, they say their interest in science begins before the age of 11. So we need programs that really, and from industry's perspective too, that get in front of kids and while they're young in elementary school.
Why is it so important for girls and women to be involved in science? Christiane Corbett has one answer.
Increasing diversity in professions leads to better products, better science, just generally. And expanding and developing the science and engineering workforce is critical to the nation's economic innovation and productivity and competitiveness.
Rebecca Lucor says scientific professions need more and better workers.
It's just about having scientifically literate citizens. It's really important for no matter what career you go into, if it's accounting or human resources or a science career, that you can, think critically and creatively. You can work in teams. You can adapt to change. And that's important for everybody.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. Is science a popular field of study for girls in your country? You can comment at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Barbara Klein.